You are with your favorite place on the radio dial. The program is America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. I love to invite my expert friends to comment on their special area of expertise. And one of my expert friends is celebrity stylist Michael O'Connor, who has a great feature on America Weekend called Fashionable in Five. Michael O'Connor.
I hope that you caught my segment last week, which was about the perfect earring for your face shape. This week, we're going to really keep it all about the face, and we're going to talk about another frame to the face, and that is the hair. Summer is such a great season, but it can take its toll on the hair and sometimes on your comfort. The sun and the heat can really be damaging to your hair and can actually bleach it out, specifically if you have color in your hair. Also, when you swim, the water and the chlorine can be extremely drying to the hair and leave it very frizzy looking. So you want to take care of your hair in the summer, but with easy styling, minimal effort, and something that's really going to heat up your look. Whether you're a guy or a girl, there are a couple things that you should know about keeping your hair healthy during the season. First and foremost is cover up with a hat. Whenever your head is going to be exposed to the direct sun for a long period of time, make sure that it's covered. That will really help protect your hair from the UV rays. Washing your hair less frequently is also really a great way to help preserve your hair and avoid using a blow dryer during the summer. These two things intensify the dryness, so let your hair air dry naturally whenever possible. Always condition your hair during the summer, and you can look for shampoos and conditioners that have SPF in them. And if you don't want to do that, what you can do is after you've applied SPF to your skin, to your body, just simply take your hands and run them through your hair. And here's a tip for the guys. Guys, if you are buzzed or bald, like I am, what you want to do is you want to apply sunscreen directly to your scalp. That's going to be very, very valuable to your scalp to keep it healthy. For the ladies out there, let's talk about some great summer looks that are going to be easy and carefree to do. Now, if you're in love with beachy waves because they're an extremely sexy look, there are a couple of simple ways to do it. First of all, what you can do is divide your hair into five sections when it's wet. Braid each of the sections from the top all the way down to the bottom and allow your hair to dry naturally. Once it's dry, unravel the braids loosely and then kind of give it a little mess up kind of look, and then set the look with a texturizing spray. Now, another technique to get the same look is that you can actually take a mixture of 1 teaspoon of sea salt and 1 teaspoon of coconut oil, mix it with water in a spray bottle, and then just spray and scrunch your hair and let it dry. Another look that is very summer-like is that half up loose kind of feel. And if the weather makes your hair curly, work with it. This is a perfect hairstyle for you. All you need to do is divide your hair in the center, part it down the middle, take a small section on either side, and simply pull them back using a little conditioning or styling cream to get them back and twisting them while they're back there. If you want a little bit more of a bohemian look, you can actually also braid the sides. Pull them back and put them into a small little ponytail. Another look, which is very elegant, is the one side easy braid. It's very, very chic, and here's the way to do it. Divide your hair in half. Pull a section from the outside front right side over to the left and add it to the inside or back section. Repeat that section using the outside left and add it to the inside right. Continue down to the very end and pull it over your shoulder and tie it with a very chic ribbon. When days are very hot and humid, a sexy low ponytail or bun is really the perfect way to wear your hair. What you do is pull all of your hair back and low toward the back hairline and simply tie it to the closest area of the head. If you want to create a bun, take the end, the loose end, and double it back toward the tie and simply twist the loop loosely, positioning it over the tie, and then use a couple of pins to hold it in place. And let's not forget about the guys. Guys, in the summer, Buzz cuts, crew cuts, and shaved heads are extremely, extremely comfortable, and fortunately, they're very fashionable right now. So if you've got the head for it, take a chance. If not, keeping your hair short and neat is going to keep you cool during the hot weather. If you want to see this visually, go to my Facebook page, which is Michael O'Connor Style, or I hope you'll follow me on Twitter and on Instagram, at Styling Spy, at STYLINGSPY. That's all for this week, so consider yourself fashionable in five.
Thanks, Michael. The summer hair is always a big issue for me because of the heat and humidity in New York. It just is not a good hair day most of the time in the summer. So these are great tips to use, Michael. I'll be checking them out for sure. Celebrity stylist Michael O'Connor, Fashionable in Five, another segment for you to enjoy on America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
With you. Despite politics, the world is believed to be some 4.5 billion years old. So converting life's entire timeline into, say, a wall clock, midnight would be the beginning of life as we know it. For example, it took from midnight all the way to 6 a.m. for life slowly to take hold. And I mean slowly. It wasn't until 6 p.m. that the first reproductive organisms even came about. Then by 9 at night, we finally see Darwin's 1-inch trilobites 570 million years ago. And then it's not until 10 at night that we even see the dinosaurs. And then to show how tiny our last millennium is in the greater timeline, at just a few seconds before midnight, our very first human-looking ancestor evolved. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer was an amazing dual threat. His 16,532 rushing and receiving yards are ninth all-time. He led the Bills to 4 straight Super Bowls, but never won a ring.
Here's Kelly shotgunning, a running Clay Thurman. Thomas breaks it at the 25, still on his feet at the 20, gets down to the 15, back in the 5, and scores!
So where is Thurman Thomas now? Thurman's active with the Republican Party, but has denied rumors of him running for Congress. He does run Thurman Thomas Sports Training near Buffalo, New York, as well as Thurman Thomas Global Energy, which helps make customers energy efficient and lowers their gas and electric rates.
Here is Thurman Thomas. He breaks through at the 5. Touchdown!
Thurman Thomas, still scoring. At the bank, that is. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Want to hear interviews with Hall of Fame artists telling their stories their own words? Discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music. Visit HappylandAudio.com.